innercitygeeks.net.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Inner City Geeks Podcast. It's Steve here, and joining me today, it's a simple show today. It's me and Renee.
Hey, what's going on?
Chilling, man. Chilling. We may have Brian in a little bit later, but there's no guarantees because he's in the process of getting all his shit together because he's planning on moving, like we spoke about the last couple weeks. So yeah, that's gonna be fun. But it's just us right now. So how you been, dude? It's been a while since you've been on the show.
Yeah, I've been pretty good. You know, the usual, just trying to stay sane and just floating around. Nice. But yeah, everything's good.
Sweet. Yeah, it's been a little bit of a hectic week, I guess, for me. Like, I was trying to just, figure out all the fucking, because I kind of got sick over the last weekend. I had a bit of a fever and shit, and I kind of got a little worried. And I figured I'd just let everybody else know that, like, I kind of got tested and shit to see if, if anything was worse than it really was. And it was just a fever. Like, it turned out everything was fine. So I'm alive. Yay. And that was pretty much like the craziness of the week. And then having just, just a few days off between that was weird. Having a few days off and then going back on Thursday and Friday to work, just made it just that much more better, right? So what's good, man? What you been up to? What you been watching and stuff?
That I've been doing. I've been watching a lot of stuff. I got Shudder, which is the horror channel. I got the app or whatever. I got Shudder, so I've been watching a lot of stuff on there. Shudder's pretty cool. It's a good service. It's just all horror. A lot of the stuff that they have is, they have a good mix of like really old stuff and pretty recent stuff.
Mm-hmm.
The quality varies from like B movie level horror movies that are not that good to like really, really good stuff and some classic stuff that's on there. What I've been watching lately is, there was a show called Channel Zero, which was based on a bunch of creepypasta stuff that was floating around. And I watched the first season again. It was on Sci-Fi, I think around 2017 or maybe 16. Mm-hmm. And it was really good. Creepshow's on there too. I finally finished watching that whole thing. The first season of Creepshow is actually pretty good. The first episode had the problem that a lot of shows have, where like the first episode is like the least of what they have to offer. Yeah. Or like the first season is like the worst season of a show. Creepshow only had like one bad episode, and it wasn't even that bad. It was just like, it's not that high quality as the rest of it. Even though the Dollhouse thing was pretty cool, but the first story wasn't that good.
Dollhouse one is probably the best one out of what I've saw from it so far. Cause I haven't really watched much of it. I just saw like the first three episodes or so.
Yeah,
well, I mean, Dollhouse creeped me the fuck out.
Yeah, the Dollhouse one, watching it again, man, like it's really well done. They don't really show anything, and it's just all kind of done with like style and just creepy, the cool creepy vibe of it. So I saw that, and it's actually really, really good. Definitely worth seeing, and there is definitely going to be a Creepshow season two, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
They're actually going to do a cartoon, I think, for Halloween. I got to double check when that's going to come out. But yeah, the Shudder's going to do a cartoon on Halloween, I think. What else have we been watching? We both saw Peninsula.
Yes.
And Peninsula is really good. It's a South Korean movie. It's a sequel to Train to Busan. And it was supposed to come out this summer, but because of the COVID stuff, it's been delayed indefinitely.
Right.
So who knows when, when normies are gonna
see it? When we'll get a real release for it, right?
Yeah. We ended up seeing it on an app, and it was actually pretty good. It's actually really good. I just had a couple problems with it because it's unlike Train to Busan, they kind of do the they do a different kind of movie here. Like, we've seen this kind of movie done before, but it's done so well this time that you don't mind.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, like, the action's really good. Even the CGI, like, horror stuff that they do, because that's the one thing now, like, you just can't escape it. Like, any big horror movie now is gonna have a lot of CG, and yeah, it's actually done really well in this. A lot of it, it's done smart.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's done very smart. It takes place at night, and the way it's shot and done, it's still a really cool movie. Like, you don't really miss any detail or stuff. Like, you see stuff. Like, it's really cool. Really cool. Really well done. They do more of the same, but they do it in a certain way that's actually really good. I think you just tried it really good. Let's say it was like World War Z or something.
Mm-hmm. A better version of World War Z.
Yeah, yeah. Like they could have made it as like a World War Z story and released it, and it would have been cool. I actually was pleasantly surprised at how good it was. I mean, I knew it wasn't gonna suck, but I didn't think it was gonna be that good. Right. But it is really good.
I was hoping that it wasn't gonna suck, that wouldn't suck, because like most sequels to movies, especially horror movies, most sequels kind of suck. So watching this one, I was like, okay, I was very, very, very entertained with it, and I was glad that it wasn't a shitty movie.
Yeah, it's I gotta double check who directed it. I'm not too sure, but yeah, man, I was very pleasantly surprised how good it was. It's action packed. It's very good, very entertaining, cool story. You can follow along. The action's kind of moving so fast that you actually have time to read the subtitles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a really good movie. What else?
It's really dope.
You want to take Castle Rock?
Yeah, Castle Rock. Okay, so I kind of touched on it the last episode, but I actually finally got a chance to finish it, and it was fucking insanely good. Like, it's one of those shows that you kind of have to watch it, but you kind of don't have to watch it from the beginning. And actually, like, I'm talking about like first season. Like, it doesn't necessarily, you don't need to, but there are certain things that do tie into the first season while you're watching this one. And for those that don't know, that haven't watched it or whatever, but it follows a lot of the Stephen King stories. Not necessarily the exact Stephen King stories, but it does play and touch with a lot of the main focuses of that we see in a bunch of them. So, like, for this season, of course, the main thing that they did, or the main huge synopsis of it, was the whole Misery story. And basically, they start kind of like the origins of, you know, how Misery happened or whatever, how Misery got to where it was or whatever. And the journey in which, you know, Annie Wilkes went through to become the Annie Wilkes that we got to meet later on in, of course, the Misery movie that came out in the 80s and shit. But it was done really, really well. Like, the acting was great. The storyline, the way that the story went and how it touched on like about 8 different of the fucking Stephen King stories is insane. And that's what I loved about it. The fact that it touched with, of course, it did that one, and then it had little Easter eggs to a bunch of different things that most people probably don't even think are even there. Like, I didn't know a couple things. Like when they brought it up to me, the whole, like, that there were little pieces of, like, fucking, like, Carrie was not necessarily Carrie, but the car. Fucking.
Oh, Christine.
Yeah. I didn't even notice it. Like, it was just a brief second of it, but it was there. They also touched a lot on, like, the Pet Sematary in a way. Also, a lot of the second half of the story had to do with the Salem's Lot stuff. So there's a lot of shit within the story that's really fucking good, that really keeps you thinking. And from the beginning to end, you're just like, what the fuck is going to happen with this show? How much crazier will the story get to just, like, keep you thinking, keep you going, keep your brain just like, oh my God, I want to see what's going to happen next. That's what I loved about it. What did you think about it?
I agreed pretty much with everything you said. I really liked it a lot. This was more so than the Creepshow, I think. I was talking about off before we started recording. I think I was talking to you about it before. This one has the same thing where, like, the first episode is kind of slow and nothing happens until the end. It's all set up, and then, you know, something really crazy happens, and that was all I had seen until I decided to kind of get another watch. because you kept talking about it. The show does a lot with the Stephen King universe that I didn't think could be done well. I love the whole like anthology, the anthology style of Castle Rock works mm-hmm. really well in the Stephen King universe. In the first season, they did it really, really well in that they used different aspects of Stephen King and they would just throw them in there and they'd be like, all right, cool. Like this part of the story connects to that part of the Stephen King stories. Mm-hmm. This part of the episode connects to that part of the Stephen King stories. Mm-hmm. And then this one actually has characters that, you know, happen and we know and they're there and they have this whole story later on.
It pretty much takes it to the next level.
Yeah, it's the story of how Annie Wilkes, not necessarily how she became ultimately the Annie Wilkes we see, because I think that takes like a long time of crazy
of course,
for her yeah. to get to that point. But they kind of like show what happened before Misery and what kind of like set her on the path to be the Annie Wilkes that we see in Misery. And it's really well done. I keep saying that. The cast is great. Lizzie Kaplan as Annie Wilkes is great. I forgot her first name. I know it's something Fisher. She's Ellie Fisher, I think, is really good as Joy, who plays Annie Wilkes' mm-hmm. daughter. The whole cast is really good. The what is his name? Tim Robbins?
Tim Robbins, yeah.
Yeah, Tim Robbins is great as Pop Merrill, who's a really important character in the season. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was so good. Like I'm really glad it was one of those shows that I gave a second chance to. And I was able to actually watch it and like actually get into it. It's really mm-hmm. good. I can't wait for more. And I hope that Hulu brings more stuff. This is really good. Like a lot of people kind of like tend to like disregard certain stuff. And Stephen King stuff is kind of really out there. And it is really out there. But the smart thing about the show is that they know that the audience for Stephen King stuff kind of accepts it. So you're just kind of there for the ride. Some of the stuff that happens in the season is actually like really out there, really mm-hmm. bananas, really fucked up, but like it works in the Stephen King universe. It's really good.
It'd be cool if for next season they started to bring in like the Tommy Knockers and shit like that.
Yeah, I kind of, well, we saw they show they've already done two movies and stuff, but they had Jack Torrance's niece or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, in the first season.
Yeah, the first season. I was kind of hoping we'd see more of her at some point. Yeah, I wonder what they're gonna do for next season, because I think they kind of like, well, it has to be in Castle Rock because of the name, but I'm just dying to figure out what they're gonna do.
Yeah, me too. Like, I'm super excited to see what else is gonna happen with it. It's like, bring me more, give me more.
Yeah, man. It was a real, like, not a pleasant surprise, because I knew the show was good because the first season was just, like, fucking really great. Mm-hmm. But I was blown away at how they made this fit into the whole story of Annie in Misery and the whole, like, Stephen King universe as a whole. The kid character that they use and how they use him is actually pretty cool. Yeah, it was just really, really good, really fun. Definitely something that Stephen King fans should definitely watch if you haven't seen it already.
Absolutely. Absolutely. What else have you watched this week?
I think that was it, because I was like kind of like, I got so into Castle Rock that I was just like watching it.
Okay. All right, so I guess I'll run down.
It's 10 episodes. Like, it's 10 episodes.
Yeah. I guess I'll run down the shit ton of shit that I've been watching. One of the things that I watched that I was really excited for, because I'm like, after watching Peninsula, I kind of wanted to watch more zombie shit and more horror shit. So actually, before I get into the horror shit that I kind of watched, I watched three things that aren't necessarily horror, but still fun. The first thing that I watched was Little Monsters. So that on Hulu. And that's, it's a zombie movie, of course, but it's not your typical zombie movie, because it focuses on basically a kindergarten teacher who basically has to save her kids while she's on a school trip from the zombie apocalypse happening. And it's a fun fucking movie. It's really fun. It's Lupita Nyong'o and Josh Gad is in it too for a while, and he's a complete dickbag in it. which makes sense for his character. Like, I that's what I loved about his character. He was a complete deplorable dude, and it made sense because at this point he's of course he sounds like fucking Olaf. So his character is one of those dudes that he's basically a TV celebrity for kids. So kind of like a Mr. Rogers, but like he's super famous and shit, and kids are doing his dances and shit like that. Kind of like the fucking like the Wiggles or some shit like that. Like that type of fucking that type of level of shit. And the kids love him, and he's like, "Fuck you guys!" And he's cursing at the kids and shit like that. And you know, the whole time Lupita goes like, "What the fuck are you doing? Like, shut the fuck up!" And she basically calms him the fuck down, and then. There's a lot of shit that happens throughout the entire movie. It's really, really fun. It's a really fun watch. So I definitely would suggest it, especially if you want to watch a zombie movie that it doesn't get super bloody and gory. It's just a lot of cursing and stuff like that. Because, of course, it's the apocalypse. Like, you'd want to know what's going on. So you do what you can with that. And they did a good job with it. And it's also done in Australia, too. So keep that in mind, because there's accents everywhere. but it's definitely a fun watch. Another thing that I watched was we always talk about, you know, the superhero shows, right? And the one that I watched that was pretty fun was Teen Titans Go versus Teen Titans. And this was technically the crossover of, you know, from last year for the cartoons. So it's basically the Teen Titans, the Teen Titans Go versus the Teen Titans from the 2003 show. And it was really, really fun watch. Basically, the Teen Titans have to fight against the Teen Titans, literally, because somebody's trying to, you know, get Trigun to come back. You got one Trigun from Teen Titans Go, and then he's trying to get the powers of Teen Titans, regular teens, old school Teen Titans, Trigun, to get his whole full power, so that way they can take over the universe or the multiverse. So it's a really interesting watch, and they wind up at one point getting all of the Teen Titans from every single universe and everything, including the live action ones, but they actually touch into the Teen Titans from the DC animated stuff. So they bring them into it too. It's a really fun watch. So like, it's cool to watch. It's cool to see what they do and how they interact with each other. Of course, it's literally all the same voices, so they're all doing double work here. But it's a cool watch. Like, it's something that, like, if you want to have something to watch with children and stuff like that, for those that don't have to have children and stuff, it's definitely worth watching. So Teen Titans Go versus Teen Titans. Like I said, it's a fun watch. Another thing that I watched is the Addams Family, the animated Addams Family that came out this past year. That was cool. It's literally like it's kind of like the first Addams Family movie. So like, they're in the town, and turns out it's Jersey. But they're like in the mountains in Jersey, and just outside of the mountains, being that they're so secluded and shit, nobody really knows that they're there. And then after like the smog clears, people see like really nice neighborhoods, look over, and they're like, oh shit, there's like a huge ass castle, like castle up in the mountains. Why the fuck are they there? They're evil people. We gotta go kill them and shit. So, you know, a whole bunch of shit happens, but it's also like a big story that's in there is basically Wednesday trying to, you know, grow up and actually, you know, try to have friends and try to, you know, make up her type of, you know, her relationship with other people other than just the family and stuff. But it's a really fun watch. It's a really cool, flick for, you know, of course, for children and shit. But I enjoyed it. I liked it.
Where'd you see it?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, where?
Oh, that's on Hulu, I think, also. Yeah. Yeah. So a lot of shit that I watched was on Hulu. So that pretty much leads me to the horrors things that I watched. I watched one thing that I fucking loved was Mom and Dad, that also was on Hulu. And that basically is a Nicolas Cage movie. And it's of course, it's a horror movie, so he fits perfectly in it, right? Why not? So in this movie, basically, the main gist of it is that that parents basically somehow something happens in the world that all the parents in the town, not even the world, but in the town, get a bug in their brain that they just want to kill their children. So every single parent goes and kills their children. That's the entire gist of the fucking movie. That's the whole plot, the plot summary of it. And yeah, it's fucking insane because once the parents start to notice these, or the kids start to notice these things, is when people start calling their kids home, like, oh yeah, come home, come home, come home. Like, they're calling the school. The school's like, oh yeah, you gotta go home or whatever. And then they go one, and then they call the other, and then you wind up seeing like a bunch of parents standing outside of the school, and they're like trying to get into the school to get the kids out, to the point that they wind up breaking into the school and jumping the fences and running after their kids and fucking them up inside of the yard. Fucking insane.
And they're not zombies. They're just killing people. They're just crazy.
Yeah, they're just fucking insane. No, they don't explain what fuck is going on, that they want to kill their kids, which I kind of like that they didn't explain what it was, because they would have been real some stupid shit that they mentioned, like, oh yeah, they just had like the fucking thing or whatever, or blah blah blah, or like, oh, there's a disease or something going on. They just don't know what the fuck's happening. They're just like, oh yeah, these parents are just going out and killing everybody for no reason. But they're only killing their own children.
Okay.
They're not killing other people's kids. Like, the parents will watch other parents kill their kids, but parents won't interfere with each other, because that's like, oh yeah, that's their job. That's their problem. But that's kind of one of the weird things about the movie, but I kind of liked it, because it was like, yeah, everybody stood to their own thing. What was kind of cool is, of course, when it gets to Nicolas Cage, he plays Nicolas Cage in this movie. That's what I fucking loved about it. He had so many one-liners in it. One of my favorite lines in it is this part that he winds up getting a chainsaw, and he calls it saws it, and he's like, why is it called a saws it? It's because saws it all. It saws it all. Like, what the fuck? Such a cheesy line, but it's so good, because that's just the way he does it. That's his delivery of that line. It's like, okay, yeah, I can see him doing that, and it's fucking great. There's a lot of cool shit that happens throughout the movie. The mother, of course, in this is actually Selma Blair. At first, she's you know, all regular and shit, but then once she actually is close to her kids, she strives to kill them too. So she gets like a fucking a little mallet, like a meat hammer, and she tries to smash her kids with the fucking meat hammer, and then fucking they wind up locking him in the basement, and fucking crazy shit happens there. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh shit, we were supposed to have, you know, Nicolas Cage's parents were supposed to come see them this afternoon or whatever, and they go and they go open the door, and then his parents try to kill him because, of course, you know, it's the same shit. Fucking, then you find out that Lance Hendrickson is his dad. And that was fucking dope, too. So you see old ass Lance Hendrickson walking around with a fucking knife trying to stab his son. Well, not trying to. He did stab his son. But he multiple times later on as well. Super fucking fun movie. Of course, it's horror. My favorite line in it is, like, at the very end, Nicolas Cage is like, we love you guys, but just sometimes we just want to, and then it ends right there. It's like, yeah, I get it. I fucking get it. It makes
sense. You said it's on Hulu?
That one is on Hulu as well, yeah. Yeah. And I guess the last movie that I watched this week was The Color Out of Space, or Color Out of Space. That one is on Shudder. And that shit is a mind fuck. It's really fucking good. If you guys have not seen that, that also stars Nicolas Cage. And it is, it goes by the H.P. Lovecraft story. And it is fucking insane. It is insanely good. So this meteor lands on Earth in like their front yard. And they're trying to figure out what the fuck is going on with this rock. Like, why is this here? Let's get people over, you know, come, you know, take care of it, get it out of here. And they can't. People, for some reason, they can't figure it out. They can't. They're like, oh, yeah, we don't want to figure this out. We don't want to touch that. But they just leave it there. Why do they just leave it there? And then what happens is that it starts to grow. It starts to shed itself and fucking implanting itself on the fucking world. And crazy shit happens because everything winds up turning pink and purple throughout the entire thing. And it's just bananas. It gets insane. Not really quick. It takes a little bit to get into. But you start seeing little things happening. What this story reminds me a lot of is kind of like Encounters of the Third Kind. Encounters of the Third Kind. Came out like bazillion years ago with fucking a Steven Spielberg movie. So it's a very slow start, but when it starts to kick off, it kicks off. And it's a really, really dope movie. Like, I enjoy the shit out of that one because it of course has to deal with aliens and what is going on in the world, because nobody believes what the fuck is happening in that in their front yard, because it doesn't really spread far from where they are. Because what winds up happening is that their whole yard winds up turning kind of pink. And then you're like, why is this all pink? And then you see, you know, lights and aliens and the little farm people that they have. Well, the farm animals that they have there wind up fucking turning like fucking like the thing and shit. And it's fucking bonkers. There's one scene where the mom and the kid are holding each other, and then that shit is crazy. And yeah, it's a fucking bonkers ass movie. I definitely suggest you guys watch that one. That shit is fucking fun. I fucking love that shit.
Definitely not for the squeamish.
Oh, for real. It's definitely not for the squeamish. There's a lot of shit in there. You're just like, eek. A lot of cringeworthy shit. Like, eek. It gets dark. It gets deep and dark, and yeah. There are some little funny roles here and there, funny lines, of course, from Nicolas Cage. But it's mostly because like his characters, like a lot of the typical dads in these movies, these horror movies, that they're just like, yeah, there's nothing going on, there's nothing happening. And we're all good. You don't got to worry about shit. You're just going crazy. And then he's like, yeah, shit is happening. Like, I see it now. I have to figure it out. And yeah, he does. He figures it all out. But then, of course, it's a little too late because, you know, a lot of shit happens. So yeah, definitely go check out Color Out of Space. It's a really dope flick. Must see, must watch. And that's on the Shudder. So if you guys want to check out Shudder, go do that. And it's good. It's fun. It's pretty interesting and exciting and entertaining. So yeah, it's definitely worth a watch. Yeah. So you got anything else to add before we get into the mid song for the show, Renee?
I did watch something else I just remembered because we're recording on Friday. I watched The Boys season 6. I don't know. Nice. The Boys episode 6. What am I saying? Season 6. Episode 6. It's pretty good. The story is actually really good this season. I really like how they did Stormfront. Spoiler. I'm not going to get into spoiler stuff because people. So I'm not gonna get into spoiler stuff, but what they did with Stormfront's really good. The season itself, like I said, I love it. I hope the whole thing ends on a really high note, and it keeps the whole high level of the story going. And yeah,
sweet, fuck yeah! I still have to catch up. I think I've only seen like the first three episodes or so. I still need to catch up. I finished up that.
Yeah, I guess because they killed off I forget her name, but the character that was like Homelander's and the team's like handler, like they got rid of her. There's nothing holding Homelander back.
Okay.
He's like he's completely off the rails, and it's actually made the show like a better show and a more interesting show, because they never really show that anywhere on TV or in a movie.
Yeah. It's funny seeing him in the first couple episodes when he's like trying to like drink her milk and stuff.
Yeah, it's so gross and so creepy. Like, they've really pulled it off. Like, this season's really good. Homelander's deterioration into a complete psychopath has been done very well. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's a really good season. I didn't think they could do something better than the first season, and they actually pulled it off. So yeah, nice. And it's like what, two episodes left.
Mm-hmm. So no, I think they're doing a full. Aren't they doing a full 10?
I thought it was 8. I can't look. Actually,
No. You're right. They only have like two more episodes left because they're supposed to end it like in the middle of like August or not October. October. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like two episodes left.
Yeah. Oh man. So sad to see it go. But I guess that pretty much leads us to the fucking mid song of the episode. I've been listening to a lot of shit. Of course, I listen to a lot of music all the time. And this week I was actually listening to a podcast, and one of the guests on the podcast was actually Talib Kweli, you know, rapper that I've been a fond of for ages or whatever. And on the episode, he brings on a bit of his protege. He's a really cool dude. And I was like, okay, let me check out his shit. You know, he has to be okay, being that, you know. So Talib Kweli's, you know, a great lyricist, a great rapper. So he's also a podcaster as well. So, like, I was like, fuck it. Let me see what this dude, Nico Is, has to say. And, I was thoroughly impressed with his style and how he is, and he's got a pretty cool story. I like him so far. Like, I've listened to a bunch of his stuff, and I was like, okay, I can get into this. I can dig this. I can listen to this on a regular. And like I said, the name, the person that I'm bringing to the episode today is Nico Is. And the song that I'm going to be playing is called Cherry Beamer Dreaming. And this is off of his 2015 album. What is it called? I forget what it's called, the album. But it's a dope album. So go check that shit out. It's the Brutus LP. Jeez, why didn't I think that? But yeah, it's the Brutus LP. It's a dope fucking album. So go check that out, and it's a fun song, like I said. So check it out, and we'll be right back.
So full of myself, so full on these beats. Global, my flow is Lobo, dog. The lazy stoner is drinking Merlot, eating Rizal. Such a classy guy, iconic in every fall. The competition's at a dead end. You're too weak, like John Anna and Yoko at the bad end. I hit the dodo when the sex ends. Let me and JoJo in that photo of viral Frank Tony Manolo. I'm like, damn. Forever, man, you say that you do this shit and you could do this better, but you can't. Now you can't. You can't. Now you can't.
dreaming with my comrade. Happy trees, call it AccuV, catch a contact. I'm a poet that has gone mad. I'm always loaded with the potent and the strong back. Lucky lefty Rosenthal. Country shit, I'm over y'all. Dope, I'm never sober y'all. Dotted paintings on the wall. Scratch you with that tiger claw. King shit, lion paw. All the shit that I embody. Take over like Viacom. Find a girl like Goldie, huh? Find a beat to OD, I feel the force like Obi-Wan. It's Friday, get your smoky, smoky, Ain't no love. Cannot keep up with my brand, homie. What the fuck happened to you? I got the sickest vendetta. I'm in a spot like Cruella. Greatness never gets forgotten. Bitch, I'm living forever. Say, I'm living forever. I'm living forever. Man, you say that you do this shit and you could do this better, but you can't. Now you can't. Now you can't.
Nico is. I like it. I was thinking that shit.
Yeah, it sounded cool.
Yeah, he's got a cool flow. He's not all about like, oh yeah, I got all this money. I'm good. I'm good with that with my shit. I know what the fuck I'm doing. And the funny shit is he's actually Brazilian, from Orlando. So yeah, pretty cool dude. So I guess that leads us into our geek shit. So, this week for our geek shit is we've got a bunch of shit. Started with some DC shit and get into some other shit, of course. Some Marvel stuff towards the end, and why not, right? So, we've been talking about Black Adam for the last few weeks, I guess. And we're kind of excited for it. And in news that one of the dudes is supposed to be in Black Adam, kind of like, I guess it's kind of like a henchman story for him. We're gonna be getting Hawkman in Black Adam, and that's gonna be fucking dope because Hawkman we haven't seen in the cinematic universe. But
because he's in the CW shows, whatever.
In the Arrowverse or the Berlanti verse that they're trying to change the name to, or whatever the fuck they're gonna do with it. We got word that Aldous Hedge is actually in talks to play Hawkman. Aldous Hedge, for those that don't know, was in Straight Outta Compton. He was also in a bunch of other shit. So recently he's been in a lot of shit. So he's actually pretty good. And I'm kind of excited to see what he's going to do for this. Because, of course, Hawkman is one of those characters that, like, is very underrated. So I kind of want to see. He was also an Invisible Man. That was the last year's.
Oh, I know who he is. Yeah, he's actually really good.
Yeah, yeah. So he's at the moment in final negotiations for this, and I'm like, ooh, this is exciting. Like, this is really fucking cool. Like, finally seeing somebody that kind of deserves, you know, that role. But he's a bigger dude. He's, you know, he's kind of jacked and shit. So like, I kind of want to see what he's gonna bring to this role. Because of course he's pretty good. He's a good actor. Like, I like what he did in Invisible Man, and I like them in Straight Outta Compton as well. So, seeing him in a superhero movie would be kind of cool. What do you think, Renner?
I agree. I've seen Invisible Man and Straight Outta Compton. Yeah, he can act. I'm all in for whatever they do with Black Adam. Just the way he described it with the JSA and the character being there. I'm definitely, you know, I definitely want to see this movie. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm definitely down for that shit. Like, it looks good. Like, I'm excited for this. This is really cool shit. So we I guess we still have to wait probably until like 2021, 2022, of course, for that. But but it's still exciting. But then we also got some, of course, with the good, we get the bad, right? So we got some sad news that I'm pretty sad about it because I was starting to become an even bigger fan of the show because it's been a good show. And
I didn't realize how long it had been on the air until I asked you about it the other day.
Right, yeah. And what we're talking, the show we're talking about is Supergirl. Supergirl after six seasons coming, after five seasons or whatever.
R.I.P.
Yeah, where after this season coming soon, it's gonna be calling it quits. That's pretty much the end of Supergirl, and that's sad. It's sad because, of course, on the tail end of them closing out the Supergirl story, they're actually gonna be finally launching Superman and Lois, which is, of course, you know, the Superman show, which kind of, I guess it kind of would you know, kind of balance out the whole super world over there. But at the same time, I'm kind of like, do we really need another Superman? But whatever, you know, that's fine. I get it. But I kind of wanted to see more Supergirl. Supergirl was actually pretty good. I enjoy Melissa Benoist at fucking Supergirl. And she was good as Kara Danvers. And like the whole cast is actually pretty good. Like, we got to see Brainiac in a different way. We got a Brainiac 5. We got to see fucking Martian Manhunter in the show. A bunch of different characters that we didn't really get to see. And then her interaction with just all the main characters. So, like, you know, her interactions with the Flash was good. She was actually introduced with the Flash back in the day, as well as when they actually started getting all the shows, crossing her over into the fucking Berlantiverse after being on CBS and then getting canceled and brought over to the CW. That was pretty cool. Seeing how all of them got to meet a whole different character. Technically, at that point, she was from a completely different universe. So that was pretty cool. So seeing how it's kind of sad. It's sad that they're gonna get rid of her in the universe as well. But what I'm thinking that they're gonna wind up doing, they're kind of gonna do the death of Superwoman, Supergirl. Like, they kind of had the death of Superman, but they're gonna do it with her instead.
Okay.
So that's my thought process. I don't know if that's what they're really gonna do, but it would be cool if they did it that way.
Yeah, I can't say anything. I never saw it, so.
It's a fun show. That one is actually really worth the watch. There are some episodes that are kind of cringeworthy, especially in the beginning. But as you know, as a lot of these shows are, especially the CW show, the Berlanti shows, there's a lot of buildup. Like, you have to actually stick with the show, and you will get your, I guess, your money's worth, quote unquote, in the show. It gets good. It gets real good. So yeah, I'm kind of sad to see it go. Yeah, it's sad. But I guess back on a happier note, we all love John Cena. You know, you can't see me and shit. But John Cena, we both know, we all know, is going to be part of, you know, the Suicide Squad, you know. James Gunn's the Suicide Squad in the next couple years. And we got word this week that his character in the Suicide Squad, Peacemaker, will be getting a prequel series coming to HBO Max. And that's fucking dope.
Because, yeah, I'm definitely in for this one, man.
Yeah, the Peacemaker is a dope fucking character. And seeing his character actually fleshed out in an entire series kind of makes sense. So I kind of want to see how that works out, because of course we've never really seen his character out in the open. Of course, he's you know, he's like a lot of the Suicide Squad characters, he is kind of like, you know, the third run character you can fucking think of in a fucking superhero franchise. So seeing him there, I'm like, okay, I want to see what he does for, you know, for a series especially, at least. So I'm excited for this. I'm excited for the Suicide Squad, of course. James Gunn is a fucking great director, so why the fuck not, right? Give me more. I want more. I'm excited for it. And then We were just recently we were just talking about The Boys before we went on our break or whatever, but we got news that we're getting a spinoff of The Boys already. We're getting a spinoff after, you know, Amazon was like, yo, these motherfuckers really know how to fucking sell their shit. So we're getting a spinoff of The Boys, and it turns out that they're going to be doing kind of like a younger team with powers, kind of like a teenage type team, but with the same type of content, you know, same raw ass people, raw ass characters that we've gotten to know and love from the fucking, from The Boys. So I'm very excited
for
this.
It sounds cool. Yeah, it sounds good. University Boys or Boys University. Yeah. Sounds pretty good.
Yeah, sounds fucking cool. I'm excited for this shit, dude. Like I've loved The Boys, so seeing
the second season is really good. They kind of ramped it up really quick, I guess, because it's a short season. But this season's like improved on what they did in season one by a lot, and season one was really good. So yeah, man, season two is like off the hook good, man. Like they've actually shown stuff on there, and even like the latest episode, when you catch up, you'll see like. They pulled a lot of shit off that I never thought they would be able to pull off. So
really,
yeah. There's some stuff in this in the latest episode is actually pretty funny, and I never thought they'd pull off. And yeah, if whatever they do with The Boys, if it's as good as the show, the main show, I'm definitely in.
Sweet, fuck yeah, I'm excited for that shit, dude. Then some other shit that came out this week. Actually, I think it was like yesterday or the day before. Richard L. Grant, you know, we've known him from, you know, Star Wars and, you know, a bunch of little random things here and there. But he's always been like a villainous dude. He's always been an asshole in the shit that we've watched. He was one of the generals in the fucking in the latest Star Wars flicks.
He's the one that shoots Hux?
Yeah. Fucking asshole. He's a complete dick in this shit. But yeah,
everybody thought he was gonna be Thrawn. And he just ended up being a regular guy.
Yeah. So it turns out that he's actually going to be joining the cast of Loki. And that's exciting. Because we actually get to see who could possibly be a villain. Who could possibly be a villain in, you know, something that technically the main character is a villain in a way.
I forgot they were still doing this.
Yeah. Yeah, because Loki, technically, he's a bad guy. He's not a good guy. But everybody fucking loves him because he's such a good bad guy. And I guess he is like a pretty boy or whatever. But I guess he would be kind of the antithesis of you know, Loki or whatever. He would be his, you know, his villain or whatever. So I'm kind of excited to see what they're going to do with this. They haven't really mentioned what he will be playing or who exactly he will be playing, but it'd be cool to see what's going to happen with this. Because, you know, I'm a fan of the show. I'm a fan of the Lokis. I'm a fan of the Marvel shit. So why the fuck not? Yeah. And then something that I was super fucking excited for this week that, I was not expecting to get news from is, Nick Fury. Nick Fury is
this is a pleasant surprise.
Yeah. Nick Fury is one of those characters that we fucking loved for ages, of course, because he's just he's the boss. He's the boss in the, you know, I guess of the Avengers and of pretty much anything that has to do with fucking Marvel and shit for now. And after watching him in fucking which one was it in fucking I think it was Guardians or whatever, right? No, it wasn't Guardians, right? It was Guardians 2 or was it Thor? Yeah, Captain Marvel as well. No, the one that he's basically stuck in space. That was what, Guardians or was that Thor 2 or Thor 3? Well, whichever one it was.
Spider-Man 2.
Yeah, there you go. We're finally getting news that Nick Fury will be back with Sam Jackson, but not only just in the movies, of course we're going to have him in the movies, but he's also going to be getting his own fucking series. A whole motherfucking season from the motherfucking man, Sam Jackson. That's exciting.
Right.
That's gonna That's already in development right now. They, of course, I'm pretty sure it's pre-development, so like pre-writing, pre-production, all that shit. But I'm excited for it.
It'll be a good version of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, a better version of S.H.I.E.L.D. Yeah, there's been a lot of good shit with S.H.I.E.L.D. Like after the first three seasons or so, it takes a long time to get to it. But this is good. I'm excited to see what they're gonna do with it. Of course, we haven't really had much of anything from the Marvel Universe since last year, so we're gonna have to wait until pretty much next year for that. If anything, the year after.
Yeah, everything got pushed back. So
yeah, everything else pretty much got put back. Last week we kind of touched on how the only thing that's going to be coming out of the Marvel Universe this year is WandaVision.
Yeah,
and we kind of touched on how WandaVision was getting a trailer this week, and that's what we finally got to see this week. And that trailer looks really fucking good. I am super excited after watching that trailer.
Yeah, no, I was super excited about it from the get-go. I think those two characters are really cool, really good couple. I'm a big fan of the comic books that they're basing mm-hmm. this on. So, yeah, the trailer looks really, really good. Mm-hmm, cannot mm-hmm. wait for that one, man. It's like, is it Absolutely. October or November?
October.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, super fucking excited. It's going to be in October. That'll get people to fucking dress up for Halloween for fucking these characters. So yeah, I'm excited for this shit, dude. So after watching the trailer, I kind of noticed a couple things. Some things that I did see in the trailer, that I was like, "Ooh, this is interesting." If you look at there's like a wine bottle in there, and it has the words in French, and it's basically saying if you translate it, you see that it's actually the House of M. Mm-hmm. So basically, that they're doing pretty much the entire story of, you know, the House of M in a way, which we kind of know, as you know, we are comic book fans and shit. But also not only just that, but it could also mean the possible introduction of the X-Men into this. Because, of course, within the House of M itself, the comic book, we learn that she basically can manipulate realities. And in manipulating realities, she basically took away all the powers from all the X-Men. And there are no more X-Men then. So could this be something that she's been thinking about for a long time previously, or that she's been doing for a long time that nobody really knows about the X-Men? Because, of course, you know, she's like, fuck it, I don't give a fuck about these people. Fuck these guys. I don't care. I want to be the only one with really powers. So could that be something that's happening in this? To introduce these whole characters and shit like that? Also, word is that Kat Dennings may be coming back for this as well. Somebody that we haven't seen since the first two Thor movies. That's going to be pretty interesting. There's a bunch of shit that's coming in for this show that I'm very excited for. So I want to see this. I want to see this bad. October needs to come. Well, October's almost here. It's like, by the time this episode shows, it'll be like 2 days away. But I'm excited for it. I want to see what's going to happen. Yeah, and I think that pretty much wraps it up for me. Rene, you got anything?
No, I'm good. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so I guess that pretty much wraps it up for this week.
Yeah, there's no chaos because it's just like me and you recording. So
yeah, it's just us here. It's just us here. We had a little bit of the beginning of the half was basically first watch. So first watch 2.0. And the InterCityGeeks show. So yeah. So make sure to go to InterCityGeeks.net where we have a whole bunch of shit. Of course, we have this show. We have It's Poppin'. We have It's a little bit about First Watch. We also have the ICGPW Slamcast, Turntable, so much up there. Brian 2J Presents, the InterCityGeeks webcomic. Comics con sabor, manga time, anime world, so much shit. Make sure you go to innercitygeeks.net. We have all that shit there. Go watch that shit. Go check it out. Go at your leisurely pleasure. Go check that shit out. Because why the fuck not, right? You want to see some shit, go do it. And then we also have links to some cool shit on the site. We got links to Amazon. We get a month free of Amazon Prime. You can actually watch The Fucking Boys. For those that haven't seen The Boys, you can watch it from the very beginning. Then, you know, binge through it. And then, you know, for the rest of the month, you can actually watch it and then finish off season two for those that don't have it, like I said. So you can do that on there. Then we also have links to CBDMD, where you get some pretty cool CBD shit at a reasonable price. You know, it's not like beating your head over beating bats and shit into your fucking head, because, you know, CBDs are expensive for some people. So, you know, getting some shit at a decent price, why the fuck not, right? Who doesn't want a fucking decent price or fucking some tinctures and stuff to make you feel good? So yeah, make sure you go to CBDMD, click that link, it'll take you there, go buy some stuff on there. Then we also have links to So Sick Clothing Company, which is a clothing company that sells geeky type shirts for people like us, by people like us. So go check them out. And then at checkout, type in Inner City Geeks for 15% off your entire purchase. And then the last place you go to on there is you go to Beard Octane. Beard Octane is a place that sells some beardly goodness. So you got oils, balms, butters, some tools to, you know, cut up and brush up and make your beard all nice and stuff. So make sure you go there. And then at checkout, type in ICG10 for 10% off of your entire purchase. And you can listen to the show on SoundCloud, on Stitcher Radio, on Google Podcast, and on motherfucking Spotify. Yes, check them out on there. Then you can find the show on all the socials. So facespace.com/innercitygeeks on the Instagram at innercitygeeks, on Twitter at innercitygeeks. And Renee, where can we find you, sir?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram as at DarthBX, DarthBX. Yeah.
Sweet. And you can find me on both Instagram and the Twitter at Mr. Jackal, MisterJackal. And yeah, that wraps it the fuck up this week. Thank you guys for listening. Of course, it was a bit of a short show. It was just us here. Yeah, so it's an awesome show. That's why the fuck not, right? Make sure you guys share with everybody else. You know, let them know, like, yo, these dudes are fucking great. They got an awesome show here. Make sure you do that. And then say goodbye, sir.
Goodbye, everybody.
Yeah. And before we go, I like to bring some more music because, yay, I likes the music. So this week I got a song from a dude that I'm a huge fan of. I'm a huge fan of Hyro the Hero. He's a dope ass dude. He's a rapper, but he's also the lead singer of a fucking new metal band, and I'm a fan of his shit. And he just released a song a couple days ago called We Believe, featuring David Draymond from, what's the fucking band that he was in? Oh, that band that sang the song, We're Down With the Sickness and the fucking Disturbed. That's the name of the band. Duh. Took me a second. Why didn't it work? I don't know. My brain wasn't there. Yeah. So yeah, Hyro the Hero singing We Believe, featuring David Draymond from Disturbed. It's a great fucking song. It's also very political, very, very, very today. So, yeah. It's a dope fucking song. So, like I always say, don't be a dick. But always remember that the geeks want to inherit the earth.
Yeah. Young people just full of shit, scared on the battlefield. You internet activist, social network soldier, YouTube revolutionary, never